Today is January 16th, 2019. It's 2019. This is episode number 497 of the Apple Context Machine. That's a podcast for the Mac Observer. I'm Brian Chaffin, editor-in-chief of TMO. To get the full story on everything we cover in this podcast, you can visit macobserver.com/ACM for show notes. And if you'd like to comment on or question anything about the show, shoot us a note over on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/context machine. I am joined today by Dr. Mac, Mr. Bob Levitis himself, who has written more books than Carter has pills. Ask a Southerner if you don't know what that means. But my point is, this man has been helping Mac, iPhone, and iPad users by the millions for years. And today, he's here to help us. I've been in such a ranty, foul mood of late. I thought it would be fun to do something really weird and, you know, being, like, nice and positive. And who better to help me with that than Bob? So, with that, I present to you Bob Levitis.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bri.
It is good to have you, Bob. I appreciate you being here. I also appreciate the fact that ExpressVPN and Molecule are our two sponsors today. I'm going to tell you about both companies and their products a little bit later. Bob's going to like drop some things on his desk and stuff. It's going to make a little noise.
Sorry, it's this new sensitive microphone.
What are you using?
I didn't realize it's a Blue Spark.
Ah.
And it sounds great. But it's very sensitive. I changed glasses. That was what you heard. I put on my computer glasses so I could read what's on the monitor while I talk.
That seems like a good idea.
But that must have been, yeah, it's a very, you know, I should have probably turned off the heat or the air conditioning because you probably will hear it start up at some point.
Well, we can't hear it now, and we're just going to roll with that. Our first topic. Now you're here. You're here to help me not complain.
You asked me for three topics that were upbeat and fun and
helpful,
yeah. And different. And yeah. So, this was really two of these are things I haven't even written about yet. I mean, these are things that I'm just testing and have just. In fact, one of them I haven't even got yet, but I'm excited about it. The other one I've got and I'm testing, but I haven't written about. And the third one I've written about because it's awesome.
Right. And as have I. And in true ACM fashion, let's start with the one that you haven't even got yet.
Right. Absolutely.
And it's called CryCut.
Yes. So I went to Michael's the other day. You know, Michael's the do-it-yourselfer store. I was looking for some crushed rock that I'm using to, I'm doing this inlaid woodwork, and I was trying to figure out how they inlay turquoise. Mm-hmm. I was in New Mexico last month, and I saw some beautiful tables with like veins of turquoise inlaid in them, and just they were gorgeous, and mm-hmm. they were horribly expensive. But I bought some of the materials to try to, you know, see if I could simulate that. Mm-hmm. And while I was at Michael's, I saw they were having a sale on these machines called CryCut. And I said to the lady, what is that? What does it do? What's the deal with that? And she said, oh, it's a automated cutting machine. I said, well, what does it cut? And she said, over 100 different materials. I said, what do you do with it? And she said, well, you can. And she listed about 20 things. And I thought, oh, my gosh, it's like a CNC router, or you know what that is, computer controlled mm-hmm. Woodworking, or almost like a 3D printer, but that
like
works
sort of a cross between the two, almost.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, well, you design
really.
Something
you,
on
you
the computer
print.
And you get it. No, well, what it does is it'll cut any material precisely and repeatably. And accurately,
it'll cut down to a shape. It won't build up from nothing to
right.
a shape.
It is subtractive. Well, it's not even subtractive. It's cutting. It's 1D. You know, it's cutting. But the thing is, if you think about it, if it can cut the same thing perfectly, then you can use two pieces of material to get an inlaid effect.
Sure.
You know, you do the positive, and then you print the negative on a different material, and you've got an inlay, or you've got marquetry, or you've got, you know, whatever you're doing, but you can match things in a way that would take forever by hand. And so I got really excited. I said, oh, well, I could see all these things that I could make with that, with wood, you know, because I'm working. Here's one I don't think I've said on in public yet, but I'm studying woodworking. I'm back in school. I'm enrolled at Austin Community College.
That's great.
And learning the woodworking trade, you know, the...
Well, you know, Bob, you've been teaching other people for so many decades. What's it like to be on the other side of the shoe?
It's interesting to be a student, but, you know, I've always been a good note taker. And so that's the thing. Going back to school, it took me about a week to get back in the swing of it.
And
I'm not the oldest one in my class, which was really, I thought that was very bizarre, but
Hold on. I edited Working Smarter for Mac Users.
You certainly did.
And
you did a dynamite job. Well,
thank you. That wasn't my point. I appreciate that. My point is that I happen to know you were a terrible student.
I was a terrible
student. When you were young.
I was. But see, the thing is, since then, I discovered that I have ADD, right? Attention mm-hmm. Deficit Disorder. Mm-hmm. And I've developed... quite literally hundreds of ways to cope with it and stay on task and get stuff done. And so I'm a much better student. Oh, I think I got an A in my first class. And
wow.
I don't remember the last time I got an A. I mean, I was always too disruptive to get an A.
How long?
If I did A work.
How long have you been doing this?
Well, my first semester was last semester, and I start semester two in a week. Next Friday.
And so tell our listeners what you're actually learning.
It's called Introduction to Woodworking, Woodworking 101, Woodworking 102. And it's the intro to a series of courses that teach you to build cabinetry and furniture. So there's like two forks. You can learn to build furniture or cabinets, or you could do both. I'm interested in furniture. Although I'd like to build cabinets, too. But I'm learning how to use, you know, big shop tools. Table saw.
Do you have these things in your home?
Band saw. No, I don't. But at school, they have the most incredibly equipped lab at Austin Community College. They have, you know, a beautiful wood shop with every machine you could possibly need. And because you're a student, you get some lab time. So I can go, you know, cut stuff there. I've got a lot of hand tools here, and I've got a lot of small power tools. But I can't, you know, do big projects. I can't cut stuff. I can't mill wood to
enter. And I've seen Bob sent me photographs of some of the things he's been making. I saw a table. I saw just a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous cutting board. Like that cutting board is gorgeous, dude.
Thank you. Don't tell my mother. It's a surprise.
Oh, okay. My lips are sealed. End table you made was I never would have guessed that it was made by a dude in his garage. You made like a bench box.
Yeah, a bench seat with storage.
That like it seems like parents would sell one of their children to get their remaining children one for to use as a toy box.
Yeah, well, it's pretty big. It's a good size. We have it in the kitchen. We use it for all the cookbooks because there's no place to put cookbooks in the kitchen, really. Mm. So they're all piled up in there.
Makes sense.
So out of sight, out of mind.
The point is that Bob has already made some really nice stuff, and he's just now learning this. But that's where CryCut comes into the picture. And, of course, you can control CryCut with your iPhone.
Well, there's an iPhone app. I'm not sure what you can do yet. I don't think you can print from your iPhone, but maybe. They do have an iPhone app, so you can do your design on the iPhone.
Well, so can you do it from your Mac?
Oh, absolutely. They have Mac software.
They have Windows software, too? For, you know,
yes, those yes, they do.
Listeners I have that are, no,
they,
that are
they Windows have users. Both. They have both. And it looks like, I think they might... actually, some of it, I think, might be a web app. But anyway, you design it with their software, Mac or PC, and then you print on whatever material you're using. And so for me, I'm really excited about the ability to cut into thin wood. So I can take wood veneer and cut a shape into it and then cut another piece with the shape, the opposite of the shape. And when you put them together, it looks like, you know, a perfect piece of inlaid wood, but you didn't have to, you know, hand tune it. So it would take me a week to do. Here's a for example. If I were to try to do marquetry, which is, you know, little pieces of wood inlaid in a bigger piece of wood, if I were to try to do that for something simple like an Apple logo by hand, it would take me a week and it would still come out bad.
Right.
And then if I could do it on this Cri-Cut machine in about 15 minutes, I should have two perfect pieces of material that I can then glue down onto a wood box and have it, you know, look flawless. So I was looking at that and I was thinking, oh, I bet there's a million things I could do because it'll cut all the way up to like eighth inch balsa wood.
Eighth inch balsa wood.
Or maybe a 16th inch balsa wood. It's very soft, but just the same that it can cut something that thick. It can cut rubber like neoprene. It can cut leather.
For how much?
I think the machines are about two something. Let me see. I have it here.
In between 200 and 300 bucks. That's a pretty inexpensive for home
computer aided output. I mean, it's like having it's very similar to the CNC routing where you program something to carve wood for you, except that it's not really 3D. It's more like 1.5D.
Well, it'd be 2D.
That's 2D.
It's length and
but it's very accurate and very repeatable. So if you've got, you know, something that you need to do, so, you know, if you wanted to start a business, this is really cool. You could make a little like keychains for people and put their name in it or put their logo on it. And if they wanted 50 of them, you could make 50 of them as fast as you made the first one. So it's a pretty cool.
What is it cut with?
Is it blades?
Blades.
So
if it'll cut 150 different materials, how many?
You have to have different blades for some of the materials.
Yeah,
I think. I don't think you get every blade that you might need here. Accessories and materials. Let's see what we got.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and pull this up too.
All right. So True Control knife, hands-free blades, cutting rulers, self-healing mat. Yeah, it's like it's half the size of a printer.
Yeah, and by tiny, I don't mean tiny. Like, it is certainly big enough to do some stuff. It's just like it's not going to take up a lot of room on your workbench.
They've even got a carrying case. If you want to take it with you, you could take it. I wonder if it's bus powered. If it's bus powered, you could take it to.
No way, it's bus powered. What are you talking about, man? There's no way it's bus powered.
No way. No, you're right. But think about that. Wouldn't that be cool? You could go to like Starbucks and cut stuff.
This is really interesting.
Isn't this interesting? So I asked them for an eval. They were very nice. They said they'd get me one. I haven't got it yet, but I told them, you know, let me borrow this for 60 days. If I like it, not only will I review it, but I'll buy one. Absolutely.
It has... It not only cuts, Bob. There's a fine point pen, a fabric pen, and a calligraphy pen too. Mm-hmm. So it'll draw for you.
And it can scribe, so it can actually etch if that's what you want to do. Huh. So if you had a piece of copper, you could etch in the copper or in some metal. I think you can also use it to cut stencils out of lucite. You know, not lucite, but clear. I don't know what they call it. Clear plastic sheets.
Yeah. So it'll do materials through dense materials up to 3/32 of an inch.
3/32.
2.4 millimeters. And that's actually pretty. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
That's leather, balsa wood, basswood. You know, hobby wood.
Yeah.
Comes in that size. And you could build a lot of stuff with it. I mean, you can build like birdhouses and little stuff like that. And if you had something that could cut perfectly, you could, you know, make lots of them.
And it's certainly, I mean, this is, these things start at $149. I'm looking at Krycut Explorer 1 starts at 149. The Explorer Air is 179. The Air 2 is 250. And then the circuit maker is, the Krycut maker is 400. And right. these are ways to learn how to start doing this stuff inexpensively at home, and you're controlling it from your Mac or your iOS device or your Windows device, if that's your thing.
Actually, there's a comparison page from 149 to 399 with the little dots to tell you what features each one has. So I think, you know, if you're, I'm a do-it-yourselfer. I like to make stuff. So this really appeals to me.
Yeah.
And really, I would like to get a CNC, like a router table thing where I can actually carve wood. I can design it on the Mac and then send that instruction to a piece of wood.
So you're going to review this.
This is kind of like a practice for this.
You're going to review this for the Mac Observer.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah, you'll get a review, I mean, within 30 days. I told them I wanted to borrow it for 30 to 60 days. And so, you know, the review will be, if I get it soon, the review will be before March.
And if you like it enough, you'd buy it.
Absolutely. It works with vinyl, iron-ons, cardstock, leather, wood, fabric. And I don't even sew, but I'm thinking I might learn to sew if I got this, because I could cut stuff out perfectly. Once I cut a shirt that fit me, I could cut five more out of different material.
Yeah, but then who's going to sew it together for you?
Darcy. My son's girlfriend.
Ah.
She sews.
I see.
And, hi, Darcy. You didn't know you were going to sew my new shirt. No, I actually thought about learning to sew, but my plate's a little full.
Yeah. No, learning to do the woodworking is pretty darn cool in and of itself. All right, well, this looks like a very, very cool product. I can't wait to hear how your adventures go. I imagine that we have a lot of listeners and readers at the Mac Observer who would be interested in doing this kind of thing. Because, you know, it's one thing, it's interesting because 3D printing is amazing. There are all kinds of exciting things that can be done with 3D printing. But at the end of the day, I think there's a limit for ordinary people for like how many plastic dinosaurs they need in their life. Right?
How about guns? Let's not get started on that.
Different topic for a different show.
All right. No, you're right. The 3D printing thing, it's funny. We have a couple of co-ops here, and whenever I go like to look at them, or if I'm doing anything over there, or if I'm meeting someone there, I see kids on the 3D printers. What are they printing? Lego.
Oh,
They're making the piece that they broke or lost.
That's funny. And that is terrific and exciting. And the fact that this is in the house, I mean, like, this is going to, I believe within 20 years, home 3D printing is going to redefine ordinary living as we know it.
It's more than that, though, because for industry, it changes everything.
It makes it
possible for them to do things that have never been doable before.
Yeah, including prototyping.
When I was in Germany, no, not just prototyping. They're cutting stuff out of high-intensity metals and carbons. And they're building things like they built a piece of the brake for the Bugatti could only be built by 3D printing of carbon fiber on magnesium on something else.
Sure.
With this spider web pattern where
let me get back to Krycut.
Okay.
Right. 3D printing for the home, the inexpensive, increasingly more capable home 3D printers eventually are going to, I think, radically redefine ordinary day-to-day living. But I think today there are a lot more hobby craftsman kinds of activities that one could do with something like Krycut that will appeal to a lot more people.
Well, and here's the thing. Krycut, it seems to me, they're set up for... To help you become an Etsy seller, really. you know, to be able to produce a product that you could market, that's custom and personal, and that you probably couldn't do without a machine like this. I mean, they're very, they seem very focused on enabling you to make a business out of something that you love to make. And if you go to the website, there's just tons of, you know, paper, quilts, cards, 3D cards, etched glass, iron-ons, leather, centerpieces, party decor. I mean, I'm just looking at some of this stuff and I'm thinking I would probably not make most of that. But a pillow, how hard could it be to make a pillow? You know? So I could make a pillow with an Apple logo on it. I can make a pillow with that great picture of my face that I just took with Hipstomatic. Or whatever. I can make a wall hanging of the cover to Dark Side of the Moon.
As you do. So, all right. I can't wait to hear about your adventures with this thing. You're going to write about it for TMI.
I will get back to you.
Great. That's great. All right. Topic two, Bob. It's
another one I haven't written about yet.
Called Rocketbook, but you have this one.
I have it. I've been writing on it every day for about a week so far. And so it's cool. So, okay, here's the idea. Rocketbook is a special kind of notebook that you use. What are these pens called? They're called Friction, F-R-I-X-I-O-N. They're Pilot. They're erasable pens.
Okay.
So you get these erasable pens. You write anything you want on the Rocketbook. They've got a little pocket one. They've got a regular, you know,
this
folio
is a, this
size.
This is a physical device.
Physical notebook.
It's a physical notebook.
I love this because I like to take notes with a pen. I really prefer taking notes with a pen. And in fact, I was really hopeful that I could do it with a Apple Pencil. You know, that I would be able to do note taking with an Apple Pencil. And that worked pretty well. Well, that worked pretty well, but I still like paper. So here's the thing. I go through a lot of notebooks and I come home and I transfer everything into digital. So, you know, if I write something down, it's like, look at this website. When I look at the website, I either bookmark it or add it to Evernote or something, you know, but it gets processed later. And so here's the cool thing. So you write in these erasable notebooks, then you scan it with their app on your iPhone. And then the cool part happens. It says, what do you want to do with this piece of data? First, it says, do you want to OCR it? Yeah, I do. That would be nice. Then it says, do you want to send just the text as an email or a text? Or do you want to send the picture and the text as a PDF? And then it says, so which place do you want me to put this? For me, that would be, let me see. I'm going to open the app so I don't get it wrong. But for me, I think it's email, text message, destinations, iCloud, so I can drop it like onto iCloud, not into a folder called Rocketbook. I can send it to myself in a message. I can send it to Evernote. I can send it to Dropbox. I can email it to myself. And there's a bunch of others that I'm not using. So you can decide what you want to do with your stuff on the fly. And you just aim your phone at the note you just took. And it says, okay, I'll process that. Do you want me to PDF it? Do you want me to OCR it? Where do you want to send it? And it's all just so fluid. It's great. I'm always, all day long, I'm writing down little notes and texting them to myself. When I get back to the computer, I process them. You know, they're stacked up in messages.
What's the mechanism for taking what you've written and getting it to the computer?
So when you take the picture, there's a little scan code in the corner. Yeah, you shoot a picture but with their app, and it's got a little scan code in the corner that pretty much identifies who you are and
because
you know, gives it its smarts.
That and at what point is that scan code being connected to you?
They're on every page. I think when you register the app, I think when you tell them
you go by. So you take the picture with their app and they're reading. Well, why do they need to read the scan code?
I think because the scan code
because the app is the what's identifying you.
Well, yes, but I could scan this now. Well, let me see. Hold on. Now I want to see something. I'm going to write myself a note and put it on a page of a different notebook without a scan code and see if it works. There's got to be a reason for the scan codes.
Well, the scan code may actually be to simply make you have to buy their notebooks.
No, I don't think. Well, maybe. But they're erasable. Oh, and here's the other thing. They have two kinds of erasable notebooks. The kind that I'm using now, erase with moisture, and you know they come with a little microfiber cloth that you can use to erase them. But any wet cloth works. A wet corner of your T-shirt will work fine
if you're using the right pen.
As long as you're using one of these Friction, F-R-I-X-I-O-N. Pilot Friction. They come in a lot of colors and they're cheap. I bought four today at Office Depot for like $5. All right, I'm going to try scanning this. I just made a list of three things.
Okay.
I'm going to scan it.
Yeah.
With the Rocketbook app.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see what it does.
Yeah, we're testing. Testing.
Position page. Okay. Position page. Maybe if I put it under a light. Hold on.
So I watched. I bet you that scan code is to make sure you're using their book.
Must be, because it's not scanning this. I just wrote this on a different notebook that doesn't have a scan code. So let's see if I do it over here. I wrote the same stuff on theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it goes. Scanning, yeah. It turned green. Yeah, so that's
right.
It.
So the scan code at the bottom is just to make sure you're using their, which is,
I'm okay with it.
Well, from the standpoint that the app is free.
Yeah, the app is free.
And the service behind it is free.
Right.
Right? The syncing services, the sending it to wherever services, all that stuff is free. So what you're paying for is the notebook, and they don't want you to be able to use all the service and whatnot without having paid for the notebook. And quite frankly, that's pretty reasonable.
So I'm going to text it to you.
Okay.
Because I don't have Slack or Discord as destinations, but I will text it to you. You can see what it looks like. All right, here it goes.
Checking.
There it goes. I just sent it.
And I'll have a link in the show notes. They have a YouTube video. Partially demonstrating and partially promoting this.
I'm pretty impressed with this. I have to say,
yeah,
because
that's your writing, man.
Yeah, that's my writing.
That is super impressive.
Yeah, and so all day long, I've got this little teeny notebook in my pocket. You know, it's a little. I'll measure it, but they're a Rocketbook Mini. Yeah, endlessly reusable notebook that fits in my pocket, and it literally fits in my shirt pocket with one of those pens. So I always have somewhere to scribble. And I used to, you know, go through like two or three notebooks a month where I'd take them home. I'd copy out what I needed and then throw away the pages until there were no pages left. But that's wasteful. So this is 5.5 by 3.5. About the size of a little pocket notebook, like a mini, Field Notes.
The Mini retails for $16, the Wave retails for $27, and the Everlast. These are the three different styles of notebook currently. Sizes, I should say.
Well, not really.
The Everlast is $34.
The Everlast and the Wave are the same size, but the Wave erases in the microwave rather than with water.
Huh.
So it's just kind of a different thing.
I'm
not sure why you'd want the microwave rather than moisture. Maybe you don't like moisture.
Yeah, either way, that's pretty good. I had the video running in the silently.
Oh, that's what it is.
And I saw
you can erase the whole notebook. Erase the whole notebook at once with the microwave.
With the Wave.
I also got one of their. They have a like whiteboard for your wall. I got one of those too. I haven't even opened it yet, but they make one.
Well, I love whiteboards for thinking. I've tried mind mapping software over and over again, like, you know, since it was a thing on first the Mac and then on iPad in particular, and I've just, it's never worked for me. And it, maybe it's, you know, I'm about to turn 53. Anyway, about to turn 53. Maybe it's my age. Maybe it's simply because when I grew up, I, you know, would do stuff on a chalkboard or on a whiteboard, and transitioning to doing it on the screen is just never, it's just never worked for me. Something about holding the pen in my hand and standing there at the board. So I could see using trying something like their whiteboard.
Well, I'm totally with you. I have, you edited the book. I there's something about writing it with a pen that does something different to my brain.
Well, and that's also true for everybody. You retain more when you write with pen and pencil. When you're writing with your hand on the paper, supposedly, you retain more than when you're typing. This is many studies have found this to be the case.
Well, and I pretty much said that in Working Smarter is I for me, when I make my list on paper and leave it on my desk, it's 10 times more effective than if it were in a Word file or an anything file on my computer, because it would get buried under a bunch of other windows,
right,
and I wouldn't see it anymore. So the fact that I write it physically with a pen in the morning, and the fact that I have it separate from my digital life, you know, it's like it's always on top of the pile. So it's never out of sight. It's never far from, you know, what do they call it?
Yes.
I can't think of it. You know, getting old sucks, let me tell you. Mindfulness, that's the word I was looking for. I'm mindful. Because it's sitting on my desk and I see it, I'm mindful that I have things to do today.
Right. Right. That makes sense. Especially for you dealing with ADD.
Yeah. By the way, I've been working with this. I've been trying a new like program called Bullet Journal. Have you ever heard of it?
Mm-mm.
It's pretty popular among people with ADD. It's just a structured system of journaling. And you don't have to buy their journal to do it. It's just basically a way of arranging things as they pop out of your head so that you can capture them and not lose anything. And it's fascinating because I keep reading this book. He has about 20% of his quotes are the same as the quotes I used in Working Smarter. You know how I opened each chapter with a quote? I'd say he's got a third of the quotes I used.
That's funny.
Yeah, and he's really, his goal is the same as mine, which is to make you more aware of time and that when you waste it, it doesn't come back. You've lost it. And, you know, if you want to get stuff done, you have to make the commitment to use your time wisely. And that's what this is all about. I don't know if it's going to work for me, but I'm trying it. It's kind of like my super plan worksheet on steroids.
Well, so I will take this particular moment to you complimented my editing of your book, and again, thank you. But the book itself, Working Smarter for Mac Users, which you can buy on ebook, you have a printed version too now, right?
Unfortunately. Oh yeah, if you search on YouTube, I made a commercial why you shouldn't buy the printed version of my book.
All right, fair enough. It's a fantastic book.
In fact, I believe you have a voiceover in that commercial, Brian.
I believe that I do, in fact.
Now that I think of it.
And that book is great. It taught me things. I don't have ADD, but that's the beauty of it. You took your own personal life lessons in how to manage your ADD and you turned it into tips for being more productive for everyone. And more importantly, you teach us not so much what to do. This has always been, and I know I've told you this, this has always been my problem with the various self-help productivity books. There is this rigid set of things that you're supposed to do that's going to make you more productive or whatever. And the reality is that it's a rigid set of instructions for how to make the author more productive. Each of us is different. Each of us works differently. We're all wired differently. And your book spends a lot of time helping us learn how to think about productivity, not just giving us the one thing to do that's going to make our life different, because it's just not the case for every single person. And I love the book. It's fantastic. You should, if you are interested in being more productive, especially being more productive on your Mac, you should absolutely and positively check out Bob's Working Smarter for Mac Users.
You know what my motto is? What's a motto? Nothing. What's a motto with you? No. My motto is, are you ready?
Oh, that was painful.
I'm sorry. That was from a Disney movie.
I haven't gotten over the pain.
I believe that was Timon and Pumbaa having that conversation.
Yeah, I still haven't gotten over the pain from that moment. Give me just a second. Just a second,
all right,
Bob.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
Now I forgot what I was going to tell you.
What's your motto?
Oh, my motto is Working Smarter for Mac Users teaches Mac users how to do more work in less time so they have more time to do things they love. And that's it. You know, as somebody said, you got to write an elevator pitch. And that's it. Right there. One sentence. I teach you how to do more work in less time so you have more time to do things you like doing.
Fair enough.
And who doesn't want that? And hey, wait. I have a deal for all of our listeners or all of your listeners. Yes. If you use the coupon code GeekTells.
Oh, look at that. That's my blog.
That's your blog.
And my Instagram handle.
And your Instagram handle. Yes. So if you use that code, you'll get half off on anything I make.
Where?
Just at workingsmarterformacusers.com/buy. Everything there, 50% off. Just use the coupon code GeekTells until February 1st.
February 1st. That's 2 weeks.
You can get
from
the book.
Recording.
You can get the course. You can get the book. You can get the smaller courses. You can get merch. I'm kidding. I don't have any merch.
Thank you very much. That's very, very kind of you. Very, very kind of you. 50% off. That's up through February 1st. That's great. I appreciate that very much. I also appreciate our sponsors. And let's take a moment to hear about them. With all the recent news about online security breaches, it's hard not to worry about where your data goes. Making an online purchase or simply accessing your email can put your private information at risk. You're being tracked online by social media sites, marketing companies, and your mobile or internet provider. Not only can they record your browsing history, they often sell it to other corporations who want to profit from your information. And that's where a service like ExpressVPN can come in. ExpressVPN has easy-to-use apps. They run seamlessly in the background. You can use them on your computer, your phone, your tablet. Turning on ExpressVPN protection only takes one click. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. And that's key. Protecting yourself with ExpressVPN costs less than $7 a month. So if you ever want to use public Wi-Fi, if you want to keep hackers and spies from seeing your data, ExpressVPN is the solution. And if you don't want to hand over your online history to your internet service provider or other data resellers, ExpressVPN, once again, is the answer. So protect your online data today and find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/ACM. That's expressvpn.com/ACM. It's for the Apple Context Machine. To get 3 months free with a one-year package. So visit expressvpn.com/ACM to learn more. We appreciate them sponsoring us. We have a second sponsor today, too. It's Molecule. Folks to make the air purifier. I've been using two of them in my home since June, and I love them. They're quiet, keep my air clean. Got them because I was worried about the forest fires that were in California. I was glad I had them when the air became unhealthy in Silicon Valley for more than a week. It was terrible. So I was very, very glad to have these things. I love them. I'm so excited that they're sponsoring us. I'm delighted to have this company sponsoring us, and I really can't say enough good stuff about it. Now, couple things that they want me to make sure that you know. Their Molecule's Pico technology goes beyond HEPA filtration to not only capture but completely destroy the full spectrum of indoor air pollutants, including those that are 1,000 times smaller than a HEPA filter can trap. One customer even said that she was, quote, able to breathe through her nose for the first time in 15 years, unquote. It's pretty exciting. Molecule's technology has been personally effective and verified by science, but most importantly, it's been tested by real people like me. Molecule has already helped allergy and asthma sufferers around the country better cope with their conditions and significantly reduce their symptoms. I like these folks. Very, very glad they're sponsoring us. I want you to check them out. And if you do, you can get $75 off of your first order. $75 off your first order. All you have to do is visit molecule.com. It's molekule.com. And at checkout, enter promo code ACM. That's going to get you $75 off of your first order. That's molecule.com, molecule with a K. And enter checkout code, promo code ACM at checkout. And that'll save you $75. Now, one more time, molecule.com. It's molecule with a K. And very, very, very pleased that they're sponsoring us. Same with ExpressVPN. Okay, Bob, let's get to our third topic. Our third topic is one that I think both you and I very much like, use, appreciate, respect, are thankful for, and that's SetApp from MacPaw.
Yes. The first subscription service for Mac apps. When I wrote my review, I said, think Netflix, but for apps.
Yeah. Except for
it's
you,
awesome.
You can use a whole bunch of them at one time.
Yes, that's true.
And like with Netflix, generally speaking, you can only watch one thing at a time. You know,
right. I mean, but it's an all you can eat kind of, you know, you pay a fixed price per month and it's all you can eat. And currently, I think there are over 100 different apps in their little folder. I have not explored most of these yet. I wish I had more time.
Well, you know, that's the funny thing about SetApp. There are a lot of times, a lot of bundles of apps, for instance, when you buy them, where really there's one or two apps that you want in the bundle. Mm-hmm. And part of that's because, you know, in any given, you know, five or six apps or maybe even 10 apps, we all have different likes, but then also sometimes, you know, it depends on the bundle, depends on who's offering it. Sometimes there are qualitative difference. There's, you know, like one app that's great and a bunch of other apps that, you know, comes, you know, I get that too. The thing about SetApp, and they are in no way paying for this. They have sponsored stuff that we've done before at TMO, but this has nothing to do with sponsorship money in the past or potential sponsorship money in the future, let alone sponsorships now. Like, there's a whole bunch of apps in SetApp that are great.
I agree. And there's a bunch in here that I recommend in the book, by the way.
Like what?
Hazeover's in here. What was the other one that I just saw? Be Focused. Those are things I covered in the book.
It has
productivity stuff.
iStat Menu, which is an app that I use.
I've bought every version for the last. They give me a free copy. But by the time they get to me, I already bought it.
You already bought it, right? Yeah.
Like I say, for $18, I'd rather buy it than ask than, you know, wait for you to give me a free one.
Same thing here. And when I set up a new Mac, it's the first thing I install.
First thing I put, yeah.
It's like, oh my God, my menu bar is naked. And you know, iStat Menu puts all these fantastic bits of information in your menu bar on your Mac, including the one that I'm probably most thankful for is the CPU monitor, so I can get.
So you can see when it's pegged.
Yeah, and then go and try to find out why it's pegged.
That and the RAM monitor. I've got the used and free next to the CPU.
Those are the two things.
Those are the two that are in my. Those are the two that are in my menu bar. Then if I click it, I can see all the other stuff.
But I also use their. I use their calendar instead of the built-in Mac OS calendar.
Oh, but you know what? If you if you're a SetApp subscriber, you can get my favorite, which is Wait a minute, it's in my favorites. Busy Cal.
Oh yeah, Busy Cal. Oh yeah, Busy
Cal. And also, yes, and Clean My Mac 10.
I love Clean My Mac 10.
I do too. It's the first one of those things that I've been able to write about positively.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I feel very comfortable with it and it does good things for me.
Yes. Yeah, I've been running Clean My Mac for the last two or three versions. Always have it on in the background. I frequently use it to, you know, declutter for storage and whatnot, seeing as how it's a pain in the butt to replace. See, I'm going to go negative. Why can't I replace my hard drive or my SSD in my iMac, 2015 iMac? Why can't I replace it? Why
can't you?
Well, I can if I want to go pay someone to do it, because the darn thing has to be cracked open.
No, and I'm not. Don't you have plungers? Don't you have toilet plungers? Come on.
Yeah, and I'm not willing to.
Well, send it to Dave. He'll do it.
I'm too scared to do that myself.
Ship it to Dave. He'll do it.
Oh, look, my little sister could do it too.
I made Lisa do it. My wife.
Why?
Yeah, for an article.
Oh, very clever.
So here's the thing. I was talking to someone, I can't remember now, but it was either Otherworld Computing or Mac Fix It. But they said installing the CD-ROM drive or DVD-ROM drive, it was a super drive. Installing this DVD-ROM drive is so easy, even a kid could do it. And I said, okay, challenge accepted.
Yeah, sure. So
I threw the box into Lisa's office. I said, honey, you can't ask me anything, but I need you to watch the video and install that. And she did it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So it was pretty impressive. It's not trivial.
Okay.
Opening an iMac.
All right.
Off topic.
The point is that I frequently run Clean My Mac to get rid of cruft in my system, because I am perpetually running out of storage space.
It finds a lot of stuff that otherwise would be difficult to track down and get rid of.
Yeah. Yeah, and it doesn't get rid of anything that you need.
No, and I swear some of my caches are huge, although they don't really reflect in the get info. So if I get info on my hard disk right now, it'll tell me that it's half full roughly. Mm-hmm. And I have a 1 terabyte SSD and I keep it at about 50%. So it's got 500 and some. But if I go into Clean My Mac and look, it's going to tell me that there's about probably 100 gigabytes of caches. Hmm. And when I wipe them out, I don't get that whole 100 back, because the operating system does some kind of voodoo behind the scenes and tries to account for that.
Yeah.
But it says I've got 105 gigabytes of purgeable right now. And so if I let Clean My Mac do its thing, I could cut back from 523 available. I'd have 623 available roughly. So I could gain 100 gigabytes of disk space by purging all my caches. I don't do it because most of them are helping me and I'm not really close to getting full. But if I were, there's no easy way to make this happen. I mean, you can run Onyx or something, but that's rebooting and it's really more work than I want to put in. And it alerts me, you know, it tells you when you've got lots of stuff. Like I set a 2 gigabyte threshold for my trash. And if I get more than 2 gigabytes of stuff in the trash, it says, hey, you got a really full trash can, dude.
You know what is not in setup anymore?
What?
iAmazing.
Really?
I'm looking right now and I am not finding, like, iAmazing is like, was a reason to alone to get it. Just to get iAmazing.
Yeah.
I am sad that it's gone. I didn't know
that. I am too. I have to say there's so much cool stuff in here that even the removal of that. They have screens in here. I paid $15 or $18 or $28 for screens a couple of years ago and have been upgrading, and you know, it's the best remote access for your Mac. the best commercial one.
Yeah, I need to use that since I'm so cranky about Back to My Mac being taken away.
It this also is has better than Back to My Mac.
It's got
so many things that Back to My Mac doesn't have. It's got, like, just show me this window. You know, just make this window full screen so that you, if you've got two screens like me, working remotely sucks.
Right.
On an iPhone.
Right.
But I can say, just give me the one window I want to work in.
It also has an FTP app, Yummy FTP. It's got, have you ever heard of Aeon Timeline?
Which one?
Aeon Timeline, AE.
No, but that's one of the ones I want to look at. Another one I want to look at is called iThoughts X. It's a mind mapping software.
Yeah.
And I like the concept of mind mapping. I just never have had time to really, like, learn an app and do a project with it. But theoretically, I like it because I'm an outliner. And mind mapping is kind of like, you know, free-form outlining, I guess.
Right. Well, it can't. It certainly can be. Aeon Timeline is a way of making visual timelines, which I am very interested in as an aspiring fiction author.
Ah, okay.
Right? So you can actually put your timelines together to make sure everything actually makes sense.
Aeon Timeline.
And
I'm installing that right now because it's free.
It's
$10 a month, but that's free to me.
It's part
just like the new Beatles album is free to me
through Apple Music because you're paying for Apple Music anyway.
That is correct.
Yeah. And anyway, there's a whole bunch of great stuff in.
Set up. Yeah, and do they still have? Let me go to their website. I think they have a free trial too. I think you can try it for like 2 weeks before you have to pay. Well, and you know, it's one of those things. If you like apps, if you like learning new stuff, if you like trying new stuff, no better way. And here, try it for free. Let's see what the deal is. Yeah. 7 days, no credit card. 7 days, no credit card. That's nice. I like those people. They're in Ukraine.
Yeah, they announced that iMazing was leaving the service at the end of December. I was traveling, and I missed that.
Oh, I missed it, too. I'm glad you told me, because certainly I wrote it in my article last time.
Yeah.
If I write about them again. I like them, though. They came for South by Southwest in Austin, and the PR person looked me up and said, could we get together? I'd like to, you know, meet face to face, which is living in Austin. I don't get that offer very often.
Sure, sure. And they do PR really well, that's for sure. But they also do app selection really well.
It's curated well.
There's almost
very well.
No, I mean, I haven't used every app that's in here, but there are very few that I would call apps.
Cruft.
They're all
or fluff.
Or yeah, just, you know, stuff like filler. No,
so here's another one I bought, Image to Icon. So you know how if you want to make like an icon that doesn't have a square background, it's difficult?
Yep.
If you just save a JPEG, you get a square.
Yeah.
And if there's clear parts, they're not clear. So this like magically you throw a picture in there and it gets rid of the white space and makes it look like a real icon. I bought it for like $15 a couple years ago. Mm. Because I like doing that. It's in there for free.
Ulysses
is in here. And Ulysses, I think, I think I'm still paying for Ulysses because I didn't realize that I have two. TechSoap, another really great one.
Oh, yeah. TechSoap is good. It's like a cleaner. It's for getting rid of...
It does what you can do with any app that can do search and replace, but it's got it all canned for you and makes it real easy.
It's got
UBAR. Oh, and Timing. Timing is another app that I use every day. It tracks what you do so you can go back and look at what app you spent time in.
And it's an app that you were using not because of setup, right?
Yeah, no, I was using it. It's in the book, and it was something that, although for me, it's not good enough, and I don't really care. I mean, because my days are always so different. It's hard for me to look at timing and get any good information. I still run it, though, because it's interesting to go back and say, you know, how much time did I spend writing my column that day? I can tell by what app was in the foreground, and it'll track that. Another one that they've got, Tooth Fairy.
What's it do?
That connects your AirPods to your Mac when you're like listening to music on your iPhone and you want to switch.
Huh.
It gives you a little drop-down menu that just pops you over.
Oh, nice. There's UBAR, yeah, which is a popular dock replacer.
Mm-hmm.
World Clock Pro, which is a popular clock replacement.
XMind, another mind mapping tool. Yeah, I think they've got three mind mapping. Yeah. Yeah, but that's cool because mind mapping is one of those things where the interface will be everything. You know, it's like if I'm going to learn it, it's nice to be able to look at three apps and say this one pleases me the most.
Yep, it's true. So I would call
ChronoSync Express, which is a good version of ChronoSync. It's just it doesn't include the automated backups, but if you need to duplicate a folder and you don't already own a Carbon Copy Cloner, what it will do that Carbon Copy Cloner won't do is synchronize. So you can have two folders in two locations and it will keep them in sync, much like Dropbox or anything else, but you can do it for yourself with almost any destination. And it's included in this.
Which one's that?
That's called ChronoSync Express, which is ChronoSync without the scheduler, without the network scheduler, I think.
It's also Bartender.
It'll do Bartender's in there. That's another one I bought and use all the time. 2DO is not my favorite, but a lot of people like it for doing their
Disk list. Drill too.
Disk Drill too.
Here's the thing, folks. We did not open setup. We decided to talk about this. We didn't open it and then go through it and then look for the app. I mean, you could probably tell by the way we're haphazardly mentioning this stuff. But that's the thing with setup. There's so many good apps. Like, first of all, I wasn't even worried about like having interesting apps to mention because I knew that just running through the list, I was going to see everything. And you just heard the product of that right now because there are just so many good apps that are included in it. It's $9.99 a month. I think you can do a year at a time
for less. Yeah, for less. Here's another one I just see that I bought a long time ago and still use. Camera Bag Pro, which is adjustments, you know, photo adjustments. Really nice user interface. It's like I don't use it that much because I'm pretty adept with Affinity Photo now. And before that, Photoshop.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the kind of thing I got a lot of use out of, but I bought it because it's you know, idiot-proof. It makes it really easy to improve pictures, and I like programs like that. I don't use them, but I like them.
Does it have a clean WYSIWYG HTML app? It's got RapidWeaver, but RapidWeaver is actually very specifically aimed at people who don't do code.
Yeah, and I think it doesn't. I think, I think there isn't much left that does real native HTML. I mean, it's turned into, if you want that, then you go to Squarespace or Wix or, you know.
Well, that's actually one of those. Yeah.
There aren't any apps anymore. The app for creating websites. I'm surprised that RapidWeaver's still around. And I used to use RapidWeaver. I like them. I thought they did a great job of insulating me from HTML, which is what I want.
Well, what I need it for, Bob, is very specific. It's for writing articles at TMO. Sometimes we do a lot of we publish our site through WordPress, and WordPress has fantastic in browser writing stuff. But for long form articles, I like writing them offline
in HTML.
I don't want to write in HTML. I want to write it in WYSIWYG, but get clean HTML out of it. And what I use for that right now is Dreamweaver.
Oh, Ulysses might work for you. It'll export clean HTML.
It does Markdown. Does it do HTML too?
Yeah, if you want to export. The Markdown is like internal. So if you want to write in Markdown, you can, but then you can export at the end. Here, let me find a file.
So Markdown. What I currently use is Dreamweaver. And the version of Dreamweaver I have is
it's going to die, isn't it?
It's going to die. And being able to flip back and forth between code and WYSIWYG is extremely helpful to my personal idiosyncratic workflow.
Okay, you can export as HTML, full page, or snippet. You can preview your HTML before you export it.
Can you edit the HTML?
How about this? One of the styles you can choose is WP 2017, which is WordPress. Yeah, right. WordPress. Let's see. I'm going to preview this page. Yeah, it looks like WordPress. You should try Ulysses for this.
Well, then that's the perfect cap here because
You already paid for it.
I'm already paying for setup. I can just try Ulysses and find out if it works for me.
Hey, you know what I love about Ulysses? Aside from the fact that you write in plain text and can export in, you know, whatever you need. You can do rich text. You can do HTML. But you write in plain text. But what's great is there's no saving. And it syncs between my iPhone, my iPad, and my Mac. So if I start a column in Ulysses and I'm out running around, I don't need to have a Mac with me to work on it some more. If I have my iPad or even my iPhone, I can dictate and or I can type. I use Ulysses for almost everything, first draft. Until it's ready to be formatted, it lives in Ulysses because then I know it'll always be wherever I need it, on whichever device is handy. And it's just, it's one of those great, it's like, for somebody like me, it's perfect. It's designed perfectly. Because my big problem is always remembering to take the right files on the right device so that I have everything I need, or taking the computer with me all the time, which I hate to do. It's the biggest device I own.
Right.
My MacBook Pro. And the heaviest. So, right. Yeah, I highly recommend SetApp if you like apps. And you know, if you do stuff and don't want to have to go figure out what app to buy, this lets you try them all. And there's, boy, what a long list. How many is it now? Did they tell it?
I think the website said so,
but it's over 100.
It's a lot. It's good stuff too. So, we definitely use it. I think we essentially endorse it, but we're not being paid to endorse it, which is the best kind of endorsement. And with that, Bob, we are out of time. I would like to thank, first of all, ExpressVPN. Go to expressvpn.com/ACM and try that out. And I strongly recommend that you do that. Also, Molekule, the air purifier company. That's Molekule.com. You can enter coupon code ACM at checkout. Save $75 off of your first order. And I would also like to thank one Bob Levitis for joining me this week in the co-host chair.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Indeed, indeed. All right. And Bob, what was your, coupon code GeekTells?
GeekTells, all one word. And the URL is workingsmarterformacusers/free.
And it's GeekTells with T-E-L-L-S.
No, /buy. I'm sorry. /buy. You want, wait a minute. As long as I said it, if you want to download some free goodies, go to workingsmarterformacusers.com/free. You can get the worksheet.
I'm cutting you off. That's this week's.
It's not the first time.
That's this week's Apple Context Machine. If you have anything to comment on, add, or question, write me at acm@macobserver.com. Our bandwidth is provided by CacheFly, the bass is by Boom, recorded just for TMO. And that's all for this week. Thanks very much, Bob.
Thanks for having me, Brian. Thank you.